Okay, we're up to Perek Samach Vav, Pasek Chaf Beis. We only have a few psukim left to the end of Yeshaya. I was going to try to start the Neil today, but the Svarim, we couldn't find the Svarim in the store. They claimed that the order came in, but they just can't find it. I shall call back tomorrow. Okay, so I'll call back today. I believe that we'll have tomorrow. We'll start Daniel, but let's finish up today, and we'll talk about the same when we conclude. Pasuk Perek Samach Vav Pasuk Chaf Beis Ki Chasher Hashemayim.
What? Larry knows that you're picking up this one.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. Yeah, we spoke about it yesterday. Yeah.
More than we know
what to do. Don't have a big book. Yeah, he knows. Just like the new heaven and the new earth, this theme of there being created a new heaven and new earth was expressed at least twice in Sefer Yeshaya, that Hashem will create a new heaven and new earth, which can mean many different things. Some commentators take this to be, tell us to take this literally, that there will be some type of the world will come to an end the way we know it, and Hashem will have to recreate the world with the new heaven, new earth. Others interpret this more symbolically, that there will be a new world order, a new approach to understanding Ruchnius, Shamayim, a new approach in dealing with the Arutz, the Gashmius, but there will be a new heaven and new earth. Asher ani oiseh oimdim lefonai ne'um Hashem. Just like I have already mentioned to you in the past, that there will be a new heaven and new earth, that I will create. And this that I create will stand before me, lefonai ne'um Hashem, king. So too, you have to take the beginning of the pasuk and connect in the pasuk. Ya'amod zarachem v'shimchem. So will your children and your name stand before me in a. They will be renewed. The children that you will have at this time, at this point in time, will be a different type of children, and their name will be a different type of children. In that, they will remain forever. Because the Shemayim and the Aretz that we have today, it's not going to be forever. There's a time clock. It's coming to an end. The Shemayim and the Aretz that exist today, we know that Yeshaya tells us, will cease to exist. Hashem will remove the heaven that we gave it. We explained at the Medrash, we explained a few days ago, that the Shemayim, Hazinu, Hashemayim, the Aretz, the Sishmaretz, and Refi, that the heaven and the earth are witnesses. They bear testimony against us for our sins, the sins that we have committed through the ages. And being that they bear testimony against, they bear witness against us for our sins that we have committed through the ages, Hashem will remove them. The witnesses will be dismissed so they can no longer come and testify against us. So Hashem will create for us a new heaven and a new earth. Now just like the heaven and the earth is only temporary, human beings in this world are only temporary. They do not live forever. Children, human beings, do not live forever. There's a life expectancy of 120 years, and then that's it. A reputation only goes on as long as the person is alive. Perhaps the person has a legacy. His name will remain after he leaves this world. But there's a limit. But in the new world order, just like there will be a new heaven and a new earth, the children that you will bring into the world at this point in time will live. We don't know what this means, forever. And their names, Shimchem, your name, your legacy will not be as today where it's limited to your lifetime and a little bit after, but it will go on forever. Let's look at the Mitzudos, how he explains this very, very mystical and very difficult pasuk to understand. Asher pasuk, very mysterious pasuk chav beis. Asher ani oseh bayomim hohem. I will create in those days a new heaven and a new earth. Oimdim lefonai. What is unique? What is special about the new heaven and the new earth that will be created at the end of days? Asher yihiyu oimdim v'kayomim lefonai. Rotzo leimar sheyihye amidosam leolam. The new heaven, new earth will last forever. Al yodai. Through me, through my creation, through my actions, v'lo yichlu od kikadmonim, and the new heaven and the new earth will not be destroyed. They will not come to an end. Cain, likewise, the children that you will bring into the world at that point in time, yamoid Cain yiskayim lo'olam zar achem. Your children will live forever. v'shimchem, and your name, your reputation, and your legacy, ki lo yimoche shem Yisrael ad oilam, their name will never be removed, will never come to an end forever. Okay, now is there any medrash I wanted to mention here? Okay, let's go further. V'haya, and what will be at this point in time, Yimos HaMashiach, V'haya, it will be, just give me one second, V'haya, and it will be, at this point in time, Midei Chodesh B'chadsho, every month in its renewal, U'midei Shabbos B'shabbato, and every Shabbos in its time, in its Shabbos, Yavo Chol Basar L'Hishtachavos L'Fonai Amar Hashem, at this point in time, in this mysterious point of time where Hashem will create a new heaven, new earth, and Hashem will bring into the world new human beings that will live forever, and their name of Klal Yisrael, at least according to the Mitzvos, will live forever, you will be Oyle L'Regel. Not only Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana, but there will be a mitzvah to come to the Beis HaMikdash every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh. Midei Chodesh B'chadsho, which means every, it's an expression, simply it's an expression, at every renewal, every month, and at Midei Shabbos B'Shabbat, and at every Shabbos, then Yovo, every member of Klal Yisrael will come, Kol Basar, every, all flesh, to bow before me, Omar Hashem. Now let's read the Mitzudos. V'hoya midi chodesh b'chadsho, Mosai sheyi rosh chodesh, whenever there will be rosh chodesh, v'hoisif lo'ma b'chadsho, rotz lo'ymar, b'rosh chodesh atzmo, v'lo yavar hazman, v'chein midi Shabbos, b'shabbat. According to the Mitzudos, the repetition here is telling us, there's no tashlumin. Don't think you can come a day late. We know, like, I'll just give you an example, it comes a yard site. So we all know that if you can't go to the, if you have a minute to go to the, to the Beis HaKvaris on the yard side, if you can't make it bo bayom, so there's such a concept, you can come up to 3 days before, 3 days afterwards, especially when the yard side is on Shabbos, you can't go to the Beis HaKvaris on Shabbos, so you go 3 days before, 3 days afterwards. There's no such thing when it comes to Aliyah L'Regel. You have to come on bo bayom. That's what the pasuk here means, according to the Mitzvos, they will be precisely on that day. Okay, now there are a few different ideas I want to bring out here. I saw a very nice, first of all, there's a contradiction. Here in Sefer Yeshaya, first comes Rosh Chodesh, and then comes Shabbos. And Sefer Yecheskel, when Yecheskel describes what's going to be Limos HaMashiach, he says, let me read you the pasuk, Uviyoim HaShabbos Yiposeach, Uviyoim HaChodesh Yiposeach. He's describing what's going to be a Yimos HaMashiach, and every Shabbos, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash will be open to allow people to come, and every Chodesh, the gates will open to allow people to enter. The question is, why in Sefer Yecheskel does Shabbos come first? Uviyoim HaShabbos Yiposeach. Uviyoim HaChodesh Yiposeach. First is Shabbos, then is Rosh Chodesh. Whereas here in Sefer Yeshaya, first comes Rosh Chodesh, and then comes Shabbos. How do we understand the difference, the contradiction between Yeshaya and Yecheskel? It's a very good kasha, a very significant question. And this, I think, also touches upon, it touches upon who is Yeshaya. Coming to the end of Yeshaya, his approach to prophecy versus Yecheskel. I don't remember who gives this answer. I apologize. I just slips my mind. I saw this in the B'Shem Omri, and he says Yeshaya represents the idea of earning your reward. It's called in the Sfarm Isra'ata Dilatata, which means your yearning, your work that comes from below. Let's give you an example. This is like a drush. Purim, what do you do on Purim? You have a gragger. Where do you hold the gragger? Below. You hold the gragger and you spin the gragger. On Hanukkah, what do you play with on Hanukkah? A dreidel. Where do you hold the dreidel? On top. Two toys. The toy of Hanukkah and the toy of Purim. Hanukkah, you hold it on the top. Purim, you hold it underneath. What's the difference? Because on Purim, why did we merit salvation? because we did it. It was in our merit. Leich kinos eskol hayehudim etzumu olav yal tochlu yal tishlu shloishes yamim. Klal Yisrael came together. They were mispalo. We prayed. We did our hishtadlus. I don't mean the shtadlus going to the king and writing letters and demonstrating. I mean we did our hishtadlus by being mispalel here on through tefillah on this world, tefillah ma'asim tovim and fasting, and that brought the salvation. On Hanukkah, it was a gift. It was Isra'ata dila'ela, which means an awakening and hisoros from above. It wasn't due to our efforts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, decided he's going to perform a miracle, allow the Hashmonaim to overcome the Yevanim, and bring about a miracle. We take the Beis HaMikdash, we dedicate the Mizbeach, and the miracle of the Neres HaMenorah and the miracle of the Milchama. Isra'ata dila'ela, it was a gift that came from above, not due to our merits, not due to our efforts, our labor, our hishtadlus. Therefore, on Chanukah we spin, things are happening from above, representing the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one that's doing the spinning, and we benefit from this below on this earth. But on Purim, we turn the gragger from below, because it was our hishtadlus, our efforts, which brought about the salvation. That's the difference between Yechezkel and Yeshaya. Yeshaya, when he focuses on Yemos HaMashiach, this is the theme which you have to, this idea you have to study the entire set of Yeshaya to understand that this is morning, to understand this idea, his approach to prophecy. Klal Yisrael has to earn the Geula. They have to work. Yeshaya is giving Musar. It's always Musar. Better yourselves. Improve yourselves. Be mispalel. Listen to your leaders. Enough of the Avodah Zarah. Improve yourself. If you improve yourself, you will then merit your salvation.
I hear you finishing today.
Shalom Aleichem. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll make the seam. We'll make the seam. I was going to speak to the Rav. When we make the seam next week sometime, we'll... Okay. Isra'ata dilatata. By Rosh Chodesh, what's the difference between... that's Yisha. What is Yecheskel? Yecheskel is... It's a gift. He's not discussing. He's not referring to Klal Yisrael. His role is not to give Musar Yechezkel. His role is Chizuk, to strengthen the people that even though there's a Chorban, Yechezkel lived much later. He lived at the time of the Chorban. Most of his prophecies were said in Bavel, away from the Beis HaMikdash, and he was coming to be Mechazek, to strengthen the Jewish people. Do not worry. A time will come when there'll be redemption. There'll be a Geula. There'll be Mashiach, and you'll have a Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow upon you lavish gifts, and you'll have reward. You'll have a new Beis HaMikdash. He is focusing on what will be from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will bestow upon this world His love, His Shechina, His bracha. Therefore, what's the difference between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? It's a very powerful concept. Rosh Chodesh is in the hands, the Zman of Rosh Chodesh is in the hands of Beis Din. If Beis Din, when is Rosh Chodesh? Beis Din decides. The witnesses come, the witnesses testify, they saw the new moon. Beis Din says, okay, so today is Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara tells us that if for whatever reason Beis Din does not want today to be Rosh Chodesh, because there's a problem there's a delay, people are not able to come to the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Tov, or whatever the case is, it is within the power of Beis Din to pad the calendar. They want to add one more day to the calendar, they want to delay, they can't make it early, that they can't do, but if they want to delay, they have the power. This is a very controversial topic. There's a lot of discussion about this in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, Achronim, how exactly they'll do this. They can say, listen, we know there are witnesses, there's a long line of witnesses waiting to come and arrive and testify, and if they testify, what's going to happen? Today it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. You know what? For whatever reason, it's not a good idea that today should be Rosh Chodesh. We want tomorrow to be Rosh Chodesh. So you know what we're going to do? Beis Din is closed. We're not accepting testimony. Something along those lines. Okay, it's much more complicated than that. Bezdin is not available, and Mimela, no one can testify. If no one can testify, Bezdin does not have the power. The Chodesh is not being established today. So by default, Rosh Chodesh will be tomorrow, the previous month will be 30 days, and not 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh will begin on the next day, and the whole calendar is different. The whole calendar for the following year is different. Rosh Chodesh is decided based upon the decision of the people in this world. Bezdin. And whatever the Bezdin in this world decides, in Shemayim, they have to fall in line. Shemayim will, okay, that's when Yom Tov is, that's when Yom Tov will be. That's when Yom HaDin will be. If the previous months were padded, so in Shemayim, there's not going to be a din on man until the day that's decided that will come out Rosh Hashanah according to the decision of Bezdin. Rosh Chodesh represents the concept Isra'ata Dilatata, the Gragor, where we are calling the shots. The shots are being called from here on down on this world, or more that the reward, the benefit is comes from the efforts, the tfilos, the work, the hishtadlus of man. Yecheskel, that's Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, it's fixed. There's no ands, ifs, and buts. It's impossible to change Shabbos to a different day. You cannot pad a week and make a week 8 days. You cannot make a week 7 days. Shabbos is fixed. Who has decided when Shabbos will fall out? Hashem, when He created the world, 6 days, on the seventh day of Shabbos, and every seventh day since the creation of the world has been Shabbos, has been put in place by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself, and that cannot be changed. It represents Isra'ata Dela'ela. Therefore, now we understand the difference between this is a theme in the entire approach of Yeshaya and the approach of Yechezkel. It touches upon the essence of their prophecy, of where they're coming from in giving over the revelations of what's going to happen in the future and Musta Klal Yisrael. Yeshaya's approach is Klal Yisrael, work on yourselves, accomplish, earn your keep. Earn it. If you earn it, then the ultimate reward, this is the climax of Sefer Yeshaya. You're going to come to the day, there's going to be all these things. We've gone to this parak, this mysterious, mystical parak, all these strange things that we don't even know what they mean. We don't know this last parak, but all the parakim is the most way out, the most mysterious, mystical. And now there's going to be a whole new thing we never heard of, Aliyah L'Regel. Everyone's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, not three times a year, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. Every Shabbos, you have to oil the regal. The measure, I'll read you the measure. How you oil the regal every Shabbos? If you live in America, how you oil the regal? There are clouds. There are special clouds that will pick. It says in the medrash, they are planes. There are special clouds that you board. You get online. You get on the cloud, and the cloud takes you here from America and brings you to Eretz Yisrael in a very short amount of time. And not only that, I'll show you the Shabbos for Shchodesh. So you have to come back twice. You have to come back for Mincha. I'll get to that in a moment. You got to come back twice, back and forth. Shuttles going back and forth from all corners of the earth. These are all mystical things. And what's the order? Yeshaya first, Rosh Chodesh, Chodesh B'Chodesh, and then Shabbos. Because why? Yeshaya's approach is earn your keep. What from the two ideas? Which one is the one that you represents earning your reward? Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is decided by the courts. With Sra'ata Dilatata, Shabbos comes next. What Hashem gives you, Yecheskel. Just the opposite. When he focuses on this moment in time and in the future of the history, they parallel each other. Yeshaya, Yechezkel, Yirmiyah, Hosea, the other ones they parallel different events in time from their point of view. He says first, Uviyoim Hashabos Yiposeach, Isra'ata Dila'ela, Hashem will give you bracha even if you don't deserve it. And then there's also going to be bracha of Uviyoim HaChodesh Yiposeach. A very beautiful idea to bring out the year.
Okay. Given that Yeshayahu just told us that there will be a new heaven and earth, then why the need for a Rosh Chodesh? Since in Kiddush Levana every month,
okay,
we say, we pray that Hashem will restore the moon to its original state where it was co-equal with the sun.
Okay.
And restore the flaw of the moon.
Okay.
Okay, so then that would obviate the need for a Rosh Chodesh.
Okay, Okay, I don't know the answer. I hear what you're saying. It's very mysterious. Maybe that is the answer. That being that the moon will be restored, now there will be Adrabah, an Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodesh. Right now,
if it's restored and it's full,
yes,
it doesn't wax and wane anymore. Then there's no need for.
Well, we don't know what it means. Wax and wane. We don't know how it's going to work. I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer because we don't really know what it means. One thing to take a step back. The Gemara, the Medrash says that the moon will be restored to what the sun was, and the sun will be intensified seven times. So we should learn seven times, seven times seven. So then there will be waxing and waning still. It's not going to be the same. The moon's going to be what the sun used to be, but the sun's going to be even bigger. There's going to be a difference between the two, which will need. Okay, we don't know what these things are. Okay, that's one idea I want to bring out. Another idea I want to bring out of Midei Shabbos b'Shabbatai and Midei Chodesh b'Chodesho is why La'asalava will there be din of Aliyah L'Regel on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Let me quote you a Maimon Chazal. The Chazal tell us that you're only Aliyah L'Regel. You are only oil regel on the shalosh asuma. One who is blind is exempt from aliyah regel. Even a person that's blind in one eye, it's a very strange halacha. A person who's blind, rachmana litzlan, is exempt from aliyah regel. Why? Because it says we compare yira yeroya. It says in the pasuk, you shall see the Beis HaMikdash, but it's also read, Yeroeh, you shall appear, you shall be seen. Who is seeing you? Hashem is seeing you. Hashem looks at a person, now we don't know what this means, these are all very mystical ideas. Hashem looks at a person with two eyes. Ki b'tzelem Elokim bara es ha'adam, man is creating the image of Hashem, and if man has two eyes, that means that in the Olam Haruchni, Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two eyes. If Hashem looks at man with two eyes, man is seen by Hashem with two eyes, man only has an obligation to see Hashem, to see the place of the Ashras Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, if he has two eyes. If he's missing one eye is not functioning, then there is no requirement to be Oyle L'Regel. Now, what does that mean exactly? I don't know. But there are many darshanim which come along and they say the following. What's the significance of two eyes? A person always has to balance his approach to life. He has to look at himself as a nothing. Shiflus Adam, like Narvardik, the two yeshivas, the pre-war Europe, Narvardik and Slobodka. Narvardik was Shiflus Adam. Man is a nothing, is a piece of garbage. You know, in Narvardik, they would do these strange things in order to bring upon themselves humiliation. They would go into a supermarket, and they would say, "Could I please buy some lumber?" That's what they would do. This is an exercise. This is an exercise. You go into a food store, a grocery, and you say to the person behind the counter in front of everyone else, we're waiting, only waiting online for 10 minutes, and there's a line behind you, can I have a 2x4? I need to build my sukkah. Can I have 6 2x4s and some plywood? And the storekeeper would say to you, Meshugana, you come here into a grocery to buy lumber, to buy nails and plywood? Why would you do this? It's embarrassing. It's humiliation. You would do this you purposely bring upon yourself this form of humiliation. You then go into the lumber yard and you would say, "Can I have a gallon of milk? Can I have some cheese and milk and a Danish?" And they look at you, and the person in the storekeeper says, "Yeah, are you out of your mind?" And you experience humiliation. This is for real. I'm not joking. This was what they did in Narvardik. This was an exercise of humility. Because a person has to focus on shiflus Adam. But in the Slobodka, they focus on godless Adam, the greatness of man. Man has to hold himself to be choshev. You have to be dignified. You have to dress well. You have to eat well. You have to live a good life in order to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with dignity and simcha and happiness. In America, all of the yeshivas today in America, the whole America, were all built from Talmidim of Slobodka. Kamat, all of them. Kamat, not all, and I mean they even your Beis Yosef and Nevardik here on Avenue M are also all Talmidim from the Slobodka approach. The Slobodka approach of, and that wasn't done by design. That was just a hashkacha protest that the people who survived from the war, who made their way to America, somehow all of those Talmidim from Slobodka established yeshivas, and today every yeshiva is a product of a Talmid who was trained in the Slobodka approach to life, the Godless Sodom. But the truth is, you have to have both. There has to be a balance. If you don't have a proper balance, it's pikuach nefesh. It's very dangerous. One eye, the person has two eyes. One eye, you look at yourself, I'm a nothing. I'm a nothing. I'm a piece of garbage. Nevardik. But the other eye, you have to look at yourself. Godless Adam, greatness.
We call Adam.
Chayiv Adam Lema Bishvili Nivra Kala Adam. You have to look at, there has to be, or I shouldn't necessarily say you look at yourself, guys. You look at the greatness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You look at the grandeur of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that somehow rubs off a little bit on man. Man is Hashem's creation. The godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus the shiftless, the lowliness of oneself. That's why you need two eyes. Person has two eyes, always keep those two things in mind. Hashem is great, and I am a nothing. Why don't we have a mitzvah bezman hazeh today, before the coming of Mashiach, of Aliyah LeRegel on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? The answer is, this is the Darshan I'm speaking, the answer is because on Shabbos, you can't look at yourself as a nothing. Shabbos is not a time to walk around depressed, shiftless Adam. Because if you look at yourself on Shabbos as a nothing, as a worthless, that's not Shabbos. You are destroying the sanctity and the holiness of Shabbos. It's a contradiction to Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, so therefore Shabbos, you're missing one of the eyes. When you be oil l'regel, you have to be oil l'regel with two eyes. You have to see the same way you're seen. How do you see? You have to have two eyes. One eye represents the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other eye represents the shiftless Adam. On Shabbos, it's not a time, even Navardik, it's not a time to focus on shiftless Adam. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a special time. You have to rejoice, be happy. If you're depressed that you're nothing, that's not Shabbos. So Shabbos, you only have one eye. The eye of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Bizman Hazeh, there is no Aliyah L'Regel on Shabbos. You're missing one of the eyes. Bizman Hazeh, there's also no Aliyah L'Regel on Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Because Rosh Chodesh, what happened on, why don't we celebrate today Rosh Chodesh as a Yom Tov? Originally, Rosh Chodesh was one of the Chagim. Every Rosh Chodesh was an Issa Molacha because of the Chay to Egel. When Klal Yisrael sinned the Chay to Egel, the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh was taken away from Klal Yisrael. The only ones that retain a small degree of Yom Tov are the Noshim, because the Noshim did not give over their jewelry for the Egel, so they have a minhag that they don't do certain types of labor for a small period of time. There are different customs of what women do not do on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has been corrupted due to our sins because of the Chedo Egel. Rosh Chodesh, we are not able to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness on Rosh Chodesh, because on this day is a punishment for denying the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by worshipping an Egel. The worship of an Egel is direct contradiction to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the direct opposite of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem is so great, why are you worshipping a calf, a golden calf? Obviously, you don't sense the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh has been diminished, has been removed. So Rosh Chodesh, you don't have the second eye. Rosh Chodesh, maybe you'll have the eye, the shiftless, we have the terrible avera. But we don't have on Rosh Chodesh the idea, the godless of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that's why Bizman Hazeh, we only oil the regel on the Shalosh Regalim. We're not oil the regel on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbos represents pure Olam Haba. And pure Olam Haba, you can't focus on shiftless Adam. And you can't focus on Rosh Chodesh, on the godless Hashem, the other eye because of the cheto egel. That's why we don't. But la'asid lava, when Kadosh Baruch Hu will rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, when the Mashiach at this point in time, the Nan will be restored to his ultimate form, and then it won't. We don't know. I don't know what this means exactly, but certainly Rosh Chodesh will be restored. It won't. We will once again have the Yom Tov of Rosh Chodesh, and we will be able to focus on Hashem's greatness. And even Shabbos, it won't necessarily be a contradiction to focus on our shiftless relative to Kadosh Baruch Hu at this point in time of Olam Haba in the days of Mashiach. So then, once again, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh will be restored. Okay, that's one another idea. Now, another idea is over here we have because these two things are juxtaposed, it's also telling us the idea of Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh. And indeed, that's why the custom is to lay this perek on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, because the two here are juxtaposed, which means it's not just Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, it's also when it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. And Chazal learned from this that when it will be Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the time of Mashiach, you'll have an obligation to be oil the regal twice on that day. So you'll come in the morning, on a regular Shabbos, you'll come to the Beis HaMikdash once. Okay, let's say you live in the old city, so you'll daven shachris, and then you'll make kiddush, and then you'll go on Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdash to do whatever you do in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. You go home, you eat your meal, and you go to sleep, you learn, you daf yomi, and you're finished. Rosh Chodesh, you do the same thing. But when it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you have an obligation to be oil l'regel midin Shabbos, and you have an obligation to be oil l'regel midin Rosh Chodesh. So you'll have an obligation to come twice. For Mincha, you'll have to come back to the Beis HaMikdash for Mincha when it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. Now, one of the very interesting thing is the Nusach, on a regular Shabbos, what do we say for Musaf on a regular Shabbos? Tikanta Shabbos. Tzitzah, Kavanasecha, Tzivisa, Perushecha, Tzivis. We have a Nusach, a special Nusach for Shabbos Musaf. Shabbos is very unique. We have three different tefillos. Ato Kidashto, Yismach Moshe, Ato Echad, and we have a special Nusach for Musaf. What Nusach do we recite? Do we recite on Rosh Chodesh? No. A regular Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh liam chonasat zman kapar lechol toldosam. We have a special nusach for Rosh Chodesh. Right, Musaf. Rosh Chodesh liam chonasat zman kapar lechol toldosam biyosam akri lufnach zivchay v'tonis v'chatos v'chaper badam. Okay, we have a regular nusach for Rosh Chodesh, and we have a regular nusach for Shabbos. Then we have a nusach for the Shalosh Shugalim. Ato v'chayte mikol ha'amim, ahavta yisrael v'rat tzisa banu. We have regular, you have a siddur, when you finish, you can look at the siddur. I want to look at the siddur for Shabbos.
Shabbos Chodesh.
And we have two separate nuschos, right? And then for the Shalosh Shugalim, there's a nusach. There's a beautiful nusach, a nusach of the Shalosh Shugalim. What's fascinating is that when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, we have a new nusach of Ato Yotzarta, and the nusach Ato Yotzarta is very similar to the Shalosh Regalim. Now look at the nuschos. The nuschos is. Ato Yetzarta Olam Chami Kedem Kilis Matcha Biyom Ashvi. Ahavta Oisanu. This is part of the Nusach of the Shalosh Regalim. Ahavta Oisanu V'Ratzi Sabanu V'Rebam Tani Mikol Halashena Itzvikidashan B'Mitzvasecha V'Kehavtan Makin L'Avodasecha V'Shimcha Hagadol V'Hagadol Shalinu Karasa V'Atitin Lano Hashem Mokin B'Ahava. This is right out of Shalosh Regalim. Unbelievable. Chanukah, right? Shabbos Chanukah. When Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Chanukah, you couldn't be further away from Pesach and from Sukkot. And what are you saying? You're saying over here, the Shalosh Regalim. What's going on? It's an incredible insight. If a person would think, how does the average person relate to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? The Shabbos, a wonderful day. Rosh Chodesh, a wonderful day. When it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so it's Shabbos plus. It's Shabbos plus a little bit more, but it's Shabbos. It's a Shabbos with a little enhancement of Rosh Chodesh. And it's Rosh Chodesh with an enhancement of Shabbos. Right? It's just like a double. It's not the pshat. You learn from the Nusach HaTfilah, for Hayomide Chodesh B'Chodesh Mide Shabbos B'Shabbat, when the two are combined, it's a whole new Bria. It's a whole different type of Shabbos. It's a Yontif. It's not a regular Shabbos. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is not just Shabbos plus, an enhanced Shabbos, a Shabbos with benefits. It's a Yontif. The day is completely transformed into one of the Shalosh Rugolim. And that's why, and how do you know the Nusach? Look at the Nusach HaTzvila. The Nusach HaTzvila is transformed not from Shabbos, not from Yom Tov, but into a Nusach of the Shalosh Rugolim. And that fits very well into this, the theme of this pasuk. Because the theme of this pasuk is telling us what happens la'asilavo, v'hoyo midi chodesh v'chodesh midi shabbos shabbato, adin of aliyah l'regel. Aliyah l'regel? What are you talking about? Torah is not going to change. Torah is not going to change lost love, even though there's going to be a Shemaim HaChadasha and the Aris HaChadasha, but the Torah is going to remain the same. That is a given. That's one of the animans. One of the animans, the Rambam, is that the Torah, there's no new halachas in the Torah later on. So what's going on over here in the Pasuk? In the Pasuk over it says there's going to be a mitzvah aliyah l'regel. So either you can learn in Echnami, we don't know what it means. There's going to be some, even though the Torah is not going to change, there's going to be an enhancement, there'll be aliyah. But if you learn the Pasuk very simply, that we're dealing here with the combination of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and we know from our Nusach, even Bizman HaZeh, that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is Be'etzem one of the Shalosh Regalim, then we understand why Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there is more of an inyan of Aliyah L'Regel, because it's actually, it's been transformed into one of the Shalosh Regalim. Okay, so this is something which I find absolutely. Well, we have Lo Yomar Oid Chai Hashem. The Gemara talks about the details of Chai Hashem Ashehela. It's Nei Shomi Yerushalayim El Yom Chai Hashem Ashehela VeHashahevi Meretz Sofain. But this idea, there's definitely, there will be something that will remain. The Medrash says that how are we going to be able to regular on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Go in clouds, and clouds, there's no Tchum L'mayla Me'asara, so there's no problem of traveling more than 2,000 Amos, because when you're going on L'mayla Me'asara, higher than 10 Tzvachim over the ground, there's no issue of Tchum. Okay, now let's go to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Pasuk, let's just finish up. The possible will make the scene, but I just want to finish up some of the ideas. V'yatzu v'roch, at this point in time, v'yatzu, this is the last pasuk. They will, also, okay, one thing I left out, a very famous Gemara Masechet Soita, which is very appropriate for the Yom Nerum coming up very soon. It says here, Yavo chol basar lehishtachavos lefanai amar Hashem. Why does it say chol basar, all basar? So the Gemara Masechet Soita says, Amar Chizkia ein tefilasar shel adam nishmas ele imkein meisim libay kebasar. When you bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to bow with humility. Your heart has to be soft like basar, shenemar, this pasuk here of Yavo Chol Basar Lishtachavos Lifonai. Now there's just one raw idea which I do not have an answer for. Well, that's the next pasuk. V'yatzu v'roch, at this point in time they will go out when they leave. After they come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at this point in time and they bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of Aliyah L'Regel, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and they do their thing in the Beis HaMikdash, V'yatzu, they will leave, V'ra'u, and they will see B'figrei Ho'anashim HaPoishan Bi. And they'll see lying around the boundary of Yerushalayim, the dead, the corpses, the pigri are the corpses of the Anashim HaPoishim Bi who have rebelled against me. This refers to Goig u'Magog. We know at the end of days is going to be Muhammad's Goig u'Magog, where everyone's going to come and wage war against Yerushalayim, and a miracle is going to happen, they're all going to fall dead, and their bodies are going to lie there for 7 months. This is detailed in Sefer Yecheskel, from Muhammad's Goig u'Magog, and after 7 months, then they will be buried. Then Klal Yisrael will come along and bury these dead bodies. So here, many of the commentators tell us that we're referring over here to that those 7 months when the Jewish people, when they finish being ill, they'll come, they'll view the corpse lying on the boundary of Yerushalayim. V'yatsu v'ra'u b'figuri ha'noshim ha'poshim who have rebelled against me. Ki so la'atam lo samus. So la'atam means the worms, the rima, the worms that eat them up will not die. They will not know as they will be. The Chazal tell us that a kosher rima lemeis kimacha lechai. Just like a living person, if he's pierced by a needle, it's very painful. When a person is no longer here and his body decomposes and worms eat away at his flesh, it's the same equivalent form of pain. This pain that the wicked people from Gog and Magog will experience will never come to an end because the worms that are eating their bodies will not die. Soilatam, the worms that are consuming them, lo samus will not die. The isham lo tichbe, and the fire that's burning their bodies will not be extinguished. V'hayu deiraon l'chol basar, and they will be a deiraon, which means something that is disgusting. The Targum takes the word deiraon to mean deiraon. When you look at it, you say, die, enough. I can't look at this. Ra'on means to see. Ra'on is lashon of re'iyah. And the first letter, dalet, stands for die. Die, re'iyah. It's so horrible to look at, I can't, I have to turn away. And there will be a deiraon l'chol basar for all humans who come and witness the punishment that they suffer. Now we're concluding over here, what's the significance here with the worms not dying and their fire not ending? Chazal tell us that Rishoyim afilu al pischoy shel gehenim einim oisim tshuva. Even after the neshamas have been brought and been judged, and now they are on the way to be enter gehenim, they have no regrets. They remain wicked in the next world. Nothing changed. We think that a person comes to the Olam HaEmes, so everyone changes their mind. I see you were right, and because you were right, I've been won over. I changed my mind. It's not necessarily the way it works. We have no idea what goes on, but MS is MS. I know you're right. I acknowledge you're right. But even though you're right, I still rebel against you. I still want to rebel. And by the Olam HaEmes, you can't rebel because what happens to these neshamas? They're brought into Gehenim. And that's the idea, what it says here, that even B'shas Misa, even at the time, here's the Gemara, it's Gemara in Erevin, coming up not so far ahead. Ha'an Nashon Poshin B, Ha'lama Nema Poshin B'Loshon Chayvin, the present tense, V'loy V'loy Shaposh, and the Medrash focuses primarily on the present tense of the word HaPoshin. It does say Asher Poshu in the past tense. They, in the present tense, they continue to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they're dead. They still rebelled, and the worm is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. A Toilas, the Gemara tells us that the Yetzer Hara has many names. It's a stone, all different types of things. One of the things that the Yetzer Hara is called is a worm. So the worm, the Yetzer Hara that's driving the wicked people is still going strong even when they are at the gate of Gehenim, Pischa Shal Gehenim, and that's hinted too in the present tense of the word Parishim. Let me read you the words of the Gemara. They can't sin anymore. They're no longer in this world. They're in the Olam HaEmes. Ela Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rishoyim, the wicked, Afilo Pischa Shel Gehenim, Einam Chozrim B'Shuva Shenemar, V'Yatzu V'Rohu B'Figrei Ho'Anosh Ma'Poshim Bi, Shepash Lenemar, Ela Ha'Poshim Lam, Shepashim Heim Ho'Holchim Lom, They continue to rebel. Further down, another very interesting idea that we know from the story of Lot. The Malach said to Lot and his wife, don't look back. I'm going to destroy Sodom, and I warn you, don't turn around and look at their destruction, and if you turn around and look at the destruction, you'll also be destroyed. What happened? Lot's wife was unable to control herself. She turned around and she turned into a Netziv Melech. Why were they not allowed to turn around and look? Because they did not deserve to be saved. The only reason why they were saved was in the Zechus, the merit of Avraham, not in their own merit. And when you don't deserve something, you're denied Re'iyah. You're denied the ability to see. Here, these last two psukim is a very powerful concept that's taking place. Re'iyah, sight. Today we only have mitzvah li'il regel, to see the Shechina shalosh pamim bashana yeroyeh kol zuchurcha. Only three times are we able to see the Shechina, to come to the Beis HaMikdash. But la'asalava, we're going to see the Shechina every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh. And then when it comes to our enemies, the destruction of our enemies, we will witness their destruction. Not like Lot and his wife that were unable, they were not allowed to witness the destruction of the Rishon because they did not deserve it. We will deserve it. We will deserve to witness the destruction of our enemies. And that's why the pasuk here concludes, V'ra'u b'figrei ho'anashim ha'poyishim bi. You will see it. Not Michael, because you deserve to see it. And this fits very well with the theme that we began with. What does it say first? First Chodesh, and then Shabbos. Why Chodesh? Because Chodesh represents, you earn your keep. Represents Isra'ata Delatato, who is the one that is Mekadesh the Chodesh, not in Shemayim, it is Bezdin. It represents the concept, you've earned it. You've earned it, you're going to see the Shechina, and you're going to witness to see the destruction and the downfall of your enemies. Now the word Deraon is a very unusual word. What caught my attention about this word is in Tisha B'Av, now studying the Kinos, so I was studying the Kinos for the Holocaust. There are approximately 70 popular kinos that were composed by different gedolim, rabbonim, gedolim, tzaddikim, in commemoration of the Holocaust that have been accepted by different groups in Klal Yisrael. One of the most famous kinos that has been accepted, probably more than others, is the kina from Rab Schwab. Rab Schwab composed the kina. He composed the kina primarily for his own community, Breuers in Washington Heights, for his community. And he says, "Oh, I'm making this for our shul, for our community." But it caught on, and it's imprinted in the art scroll kinos, and many communities are not part of the Washington community also recite. And the first thing he said, and he describes the opening line. I don't remember the opening line of the kina, but the opening line of the kina, he describes the Holocaust as a deraon. And I found that to be very interesting, because there are many terms for the Holocaust today. There's the Holocaust, and there are people, we discussed this once, some people don't like that word. If you look in a good dictionary, the exact translation of the Holocaust does not necessarily capture the hashkafa of what happened. So others are very machbet to call it Churban Europe. And then then Eretz Yisrael, it's called Shoah. Shoah is translated as the Holocaust, but not necessarily. We once went to a mitzudas. There's so many different terms to describe this thing which cannot be put in words. And certainly not with a single word. But he uses the word Deraon. That's the Holocaust, the Deraon, and it only appears twice in Tanakh, here in the Yeshaya, the last pasuk, and in Sefer Daniel. And the Targum translates Deraon. Look at the Rashi. Deraon, Loshon Bezoyon. These simply means that these corpses from the Goy Gomag that will be lying all around the Yerushalayim, there'll be a disgrace. The Yonasam Tirgain. Yonasam translates this word Kemoshte Tevos Deriya. I can't look at this. It's so horrible. It's so horrible. So difficult to deal with. I have died. Enough. I have to turn away. I can't deal with it. Ad deyemun aleihoin tzadikim misas tzadikaya misas. The tzadikim will say about this sight, this vision that they see the dead. We don't want to look. Mesas chazina, we have to turn away from seeing this horrible sight of the corpses of Goy Gomagog surrounding Yerushalayim. But just, I want to bring that to your attention, this very unique word, and that's Rav Schwab. We spent so much time learning Rav Schwab in Sefer Yeshaya, and he actually took that word, the end of Sefer Yeshaya, in his kina to describe the Holocaust. Now there are a lot of different, just to point, a lot of different things coming together. Deraon means ri'ya, and we're dealing over here with seeing. The previous two psukim is that aliyah l'regel, you come up to the Beis HaMikdash, aliyah l'regel of yeroheh espnei Hashem, and you'll also see the pigrei ho'anoshim, and then you'll see, I don't want to see. I don't know the significance, but there's a lot of re'iyah sight taking place here in the last three psukim. You're going to see the Shekhinah, you're going to see your enemies be destroyed, but when you see your enemies destroyed, you're going to say, they were all enough, I don't want to see it. Also, another interesting idea is the basar. A word basar appears here. L'chol basar. It will be a day ra'on, something that is disgraceful to see. L'chol basar. Contrast that with Yovo chol basar l'hishtachavos l'fonai. The chol basar that's going to come to bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's specifically that basar that will not be able to look at the horrible sight of the dead of Melchemes Gog Magog, which has an implication that the people that are not part of the set of the basar that's bowing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will perhaps be a group that's not on the Madrega where they're roy to come and bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol Shabbos, b'chol Chodesh. So they, by them, it's no big deal to go look at the bodies, what that means. I didn't, but just wanted to point out that interesting idea.
If you look at the Pasuk here, last page here.
Yeah.
B'chol Basar, he translates, see the Sia, b'chol Adam.
The Mitzudos translates what you do. Mitzudos see their own in Bezayon, the Chain, their own Lachabas. So, what do you say again? Pasik Chav Gimel. Okay, Mide Chodesh.
Yavoi Kolbasar.
The very last page.
Yavoi Kolbasar, Ratzlam, a Kol B'nai Adam, a Filo Shar Amen, all nations. Okay, everyone, all nations will come and bow down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that then the minig is you repeat the last pasuk because you don't want to be misaim with the davar ra. You don't want to end up with midas hadin coming with the very end of the very end of the say this pasuk is witnessing the destruction of the rishon. That represents midas hadin. So you repeat the last pasuk that it should be only for midas harachamim. Midas harachamim is the hashras hashchina ahava. V'hoyim midichodesh bechodesh midishabbos v'shabbato yavoi chol basar l'shachvus l'fonai omar Hashem. And you also conclude with Hashem's name. It's very interesting that we're concluding here today, right before Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim. It's the last Shabbos of Allah Shiva d'Nechemta. Yeshaya is known, Yeshaya is Kula Nechemta. Chazal tell us the entire Sefer Yeshaya from beginning to end is Nechama. Whereas the Yirmiyah is Kula Puranusa, is punishment. It's very difficult what this Chazal means, because if you count the Psukim, you probably can find the majority of Sefer Yeshaya is gloom and doom. So why is it called Nechemta where only the last couple of Prakim from Perek Mem to the end, even Perek Mem to the end doesn't all have Nechama? There's also some harsh prophecies there. So the answer is that is the Ikar. Even the harshness that's mentioned, Sefer Yeshaya has a tinge of softness. There are different types of people who give Musa. Some when they give Musa, it's all Musa. But there's Musa that's tinged with love and ahava, and Chazal have interpreted even the harsh psukim of Yeshaya as a form of nechama for Klal Yisrael. In fact, Chazal tells Yeshaya lived much before Yirmiyah. We had a few examples of this every so often, where there are parallels between the Musa of Yirmiyah and the nechama of Yeshaya. Every time Yeshaya saw that Yirmiyah later on, 200 years, would give Musa terrible punishment, he softened it in advance, that same punishment, with words of comfort. So Yeshaya softened the future. When they'll hear later Musa from Yirmiyah, they'll remember the words of comfort from Yeshaya that don't worry, don't take Yirmiyah so seriously. Things will work out. Okay, that's one of the first Rashi's in this week's parasha. Atem nitzavim hayom. What does Rashi say? Even though you just read last week parashas kisavo the toichecha, and it's all gloom and doom, Hashem Moshe says, look, you've sinned. Look how much you've sinned against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You would expect all the toicha would have been fulfilled. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem. You're still here. So you see, don't worry so much. That's really what Yeshaya did. Yeshaya, he saw other prophecies. That's what it says. It's a fascinating insight. His prophecy is not just a prophecy of what will occur at later points in time. His prophecy is what other prophets will say. That's also a fascinating. I'm a prophet, what he's going to say, what another prophet's going to say. And I come first, and I'm telling you, don't worry about it. Don't take it so seriously. He said, this is going to happen. I want to dilute it. There will be a degree of comfort. So here, this Shabbos is the climax of Nechama. Shiva, 7 weeks since Tisha B'Av. This is the seventh week, the last of the Shiva de Nechemta. All of the Shiva de Nechemta come from Yeshaya, because Yeshaya is the one who gives Nechama, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. And here we are. Nothing happens by Hashkacha. The day before, a few days before Rosh Hashanah, right before we're coming to the end of Yeshaya, Sima Yeshaya. It should take a be on Nechama, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. It should be a very big schus. And the Chol of Klal Yisrael, and we should use this to build upon for other wonderful and great events of Simcha and Sason together, and for all of Klal Yisrael.